Hi, my name is Jason Little with Agrible, and I'm the Director of Sales.
Tell me about Agrible. What is it?
Agrible is we're a company that does predictive analytics, long-range weather forecasting, and crop modeling. It's a really unique company in this space because we were an ag company that pivoted into data and not a data company that pivoted into ag. So that allows us to have a better understanding of a lot of the nuances that we see in agriculture.
So tell me how a producer can take advantage of this.
So there's a number of different tools that we offer within our platform. Our platform is called the Morning Farm Report, and it can be just as simple as knowing the weather data and the historical weather data and what that specific field's forecast is going to be over the next couple weeks. Tractor Time is a logistics planning tool. What's the soil workability going to be today and over the next 14 days? The yield engine from the day that we plant that seed, we use a biophysical model and actually start to virtually grow that crop. Spray Smart is a tool that hour by hour, what are those field conditions going to be? Wind speed and direction at a 2 meter wind, which is important because the kind of the meteorological standard for wind speed is a 10 meter wind. So if you're getting a wind speed reading from an airport, you're actually getting a wind speed reading that's 36 feet in the air. And let's really hope that nobody, including crop dusters, are spraying with the boom that high. So the nutrient engine that we do, right now we're modeling both nitrogen and phosphorus with potassium and all the micronutrients being field tested this year for potential release. So,
what are the benefits that producers get from taking advantage of the service?
You know, it really does depend on where they're at. We've got growers in all 48 of the lower 48, and we're actually doing custom engineering work in 82 different countries. So there's certain things that are, if you think of relative humidity in central Illinois, it's really not that important to us. It's humid all the time. It's sticky. We don't like it. But when you go out to Nebraska, you can see that they get into situations where the humidity starts to rise. They can actually start to cut back on the amount of irrigation that they're putting on, and start to really kind of preserve some of that aquifer that they're trying to protect out there. You go down to Texas, relative humidity, they'll get into situations where it drops to zero and they can't hardly keep enough water on that crop. Spray Smart is a tool where we have an indicator for pollinator safety. Depending on where you're at, if you're in a corn soybean rotation, probably not such a big deal. But if you go down into the sands of southern Indiana, where they grow a lot of kirkabits, it's fairly common to be, spraying a cornfield right next to pumpkins or melons or something like that. So there's a number of different tools in there, and depending on location, depending on your operation, one may be more valuable than the other.
So where is the data coming from, and what does it do for the grower?
So the data comes from a number of public and private sources, and then grower inputted data as well. And what does it do for the grower? That's a great question. When we talk about precision ag, we've had data collection tools for years. And so I'm talking about yield monitors. I'm talking about auto steer, rate controllers. And that's all data collection. And we've built this, most growers have this massive amount of data. Really using the Morning Farm Report, what we do is we start to transform from precision ag into decision ag. We're analyzing that data and we're giving actionable information for the grower that he can actually use and make a better informed decision on his farm.